Silk Logic's Small Business Daily Podcast. Episode date, October 18th, 2025. Welcome everyone to Silk Logic's Small Business Daily Podcast, your source for practical news on how technology is shaping business, one innovation at a time. I'm your host, and today we're diving into stories that could change the way you work. Up first, how artificial intelligence is helping fight loneliness for seniors and opening up new markets for business. Plus, you'll hear how the beauty industry is using AI and biotech to create hyper-personalized products and why a $5 internet price hike may be more damaging to your business than it seems. Let's get straight to the news that matters. Story 1. AI companions for seniors, a new business boom. Here's something that might surprise you. One of the hottest new uses for AI isn't marketing or e-commerce. It's companionship for older adults. At River Spring Living in New York, dozens of seniors, like 84-year-old Salvador Gonzalez, have started chatting daily with Mila, an AI-powered phone companion. For about $40 a month, Mila calls seniors at a set time and holds a personalized conversation. It remembers their favorite songs, asks about daily routines, and even helps jog their memory through trivia or word games. Why does this matter? Because loneliness is a growing epidemic among seniors, and care facilities often struggle to provide personalized attention. 90% of U.S. nursing homes are facing staff shortages. AI chatbots like Mila are stepping in, providing real human-like conversation while clearly stating upfront that they're bots, so there's no confusion. The business impact is big. The AI and aging market hit $35 billion last year and is expected to reach $43 billion this year. Companies like InTouch, which offers daily calls for $29 a month, are seeing strong demand, and insurance providers are considering covering these services since fighting loneliness reduces long-term health costs. What can other businesses learn? AI companionship isn't about replacing human interaction. It's a supplement that opens new service lines. If you're in healthcare, senior care, or even customer relations, think about how AI can help you improve experiences, reduce costs, and create new value, especially where staffing is tight. Story 2. AI and biotech transform beauty. Hyper-personalization is here. Let's head to Paris, where the Cosmetic 360 conference just wrapped up, showcasing the future of the beauty industry through the lens of AI, biotech, and data science. The headline? AI is moving from a marketing gimmick to the heart of research and development. Take Proya Cosmetics in China. They're using AI platforms to run virtual experiments on combinations of ingredients, speeding up product innovation while slashing time and material costs. Instead of endless physical tests, AI simulations predict what will work best, even foreseeing consumer reactions. But that's just the first layer. Biotech is driving well-aging by creating sustainable, high-performance ingredients. For example, Govardhan is making scalp care products from upcycled saffron petals, and startups are using biotech to create palm oil alternatives from captured CO2, all driven by AI analysis. What's in it for business? Hyper-personalization. The technologies on display are ushering in an era where products are precisely tailored to each person's skin microbiome and needs, not just generic categories. Korean deep tech startups like Stemin and JNC Microchem are leading this, developing delivery systems and encapsulated actives that put them in strategic partnership with giants like L'Oreal. If you're a small business, the takeaway is clear. AI can de-risk innovation, cut development cycles, and help you pivot fast in a changing market. And as customer demand for personalized, sustainable products rises, blending AI with real science is how you stand out. Story 3. AT&T's $5 internet hike, a warning for businesses watching their bottom line. AT&T just announced that starting December 1st, all home internet plans are going up by $5 a month. That doesn't sound huge, but here's the punchline. For small businesses working on slim margins or families running home offices, that's $60 a year per line. Many households are hit with 2 years in a row of $5 increases, and if the pattern continues, it could add $120 a year by 2026. Who does this affect? Anyone not on a low-income plan or who hasn't signed up within the last 12 months. AT&T's pitch is that the hike is due to rising costs, but public filings show the company remains highly profitable. This move forces budget adjustments, whether that's cutting back on other expenses, shopping around for new ISPs, or reevaluating bundled services. Here are practical steps you can take today. Check your sign-up date to see if you're exempt. Sign up for autopay and paperless billing to get up to $10 off per month, potentially offsetting the hike. Compare competitor offers and don't be afraid to negotiate. Consider switching if it means better long-term savings or faster service. For business owners, the lesson is that small, recurring increases can quietly eat into budgets. Treat these hikes as long-term inflation. Build in regular reviews of your tech and vendor contracts and always look for discounts or switching opportunities. Quick recap. Today, we saw how AI is creating new business opportunities in unexpected places, from fighting loneliness in senior care to powering sustainable, personalized products in beauty, and how small cost increases from service providers can compound into real business headaches. The future of business is blending smart tech with empathy for real human needs. Don't forget to subscribe to SilkLogic's Small Business Daily Podcast wherever you get your audio, and visit our website for show notes and bonus resources. Got a story or an AI tool making a difference in your business? Shoot us a message. We'd love to feature you. Thanks for listening, and stay curious about what technology can do for your bottom line. See you tomorrow.